News, I'm Ben Thomas. A Minnesota prosecutor is appealing for public help investigating the fatal shooting of Renee Good by an ICE agent. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty.
We are asking those in our community who have information or who have video or photos of the event to submit that information to our office. We are providing a secure link where people can submit this evidence.
The Trump administration is keeping the investigation in federal hands. President Trump met with oil executives at the White House this afternoon, pushing for them to invest in Venezuela.
But they need government protection and need government security that when they spend all this money, it's going to be there so they get their money back and make a very nice return.
U.S. forces boarded another oil tanker in the Caribbean, the fifth sanctioned vessel targeted traveling to and from Venezuela. Donna Warder has the latest jobs numbers.
The Labor Department says employers added 50,000 jobs in December. That's nearly unchanged from the revised figure of 56,000 new jobs in November. And the unemployment rate slipped to 4.4%, the first decline since June. Gus Fauché, chief economist with PNC Financial Services Group, says there's just too much economic uncertainty.
I think that businesses in the current environment are reluctant to hire because they're not sure what the economy is going to look like in 2026. There's a lot of uncertainty surrounding tariffs and what's going to happen there. There's a lot of uncertainty about consumer spending. There's uncertainty about investment in artificial intelligence, whether that's going to pay off.
December's numbers cap a year of sluggish hiring, especially after President Donald Trump imposed sweeping tariffs on dozens of countries. Donna Warder, Washington.
Stocks closed a winning week with the Dow and the S&P at new highs. The Dow added nearly 238 points, or about 0.5%. The S&P rose 0.6%, and the NASDAQ 0.8. This is AP News. Artificial intelligence data centers require a lot of power to operate, and that's spurring deals. Lisa Dwyer has the latest.
Facebook parent Meta has reached nuclear power deals with three companies as it continues to look for electricity sources for its artificial intelligence data centers. Meta struck agreements with TerraPower, Oklo, and Vistra for nuclear power for its Prometheus AI data center that's being built in Ohio. Meta announced Prometheus, which will be a 1 gigawatt cluster spanning across multiple data center buildings in July. Prometheus is anticipated to come online this year. Meta says the three deals will support up to 6.6 gigawatts of new and existing clean energy by 2035. According to a general industry standard for utilities, a single gigawatt can power roughly 750,000 homes. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.